The Department of Natural Resources says there are more than 120 permitted frac sand mines in the state. And when it comes to filling those mines back in, regulations are pretty basic. Topsoil must be replaced, erosion has to be controlled, and groundwater cannot be harmed. What's not well known is what happens to the land after a mine is filled in. That's why Chippewa County is teaming up with UW River Falls and UW-Madison to learn how to rebuild the soil structure. Dan Masterpole is the county's land conservationist. He says the first step is learning what is being disturbed.
There were really never any environmental impact studies done before the beginning of these mining operations. This work will serve to document some of the natural functions and values of the land that is being mined.
With a baseline, they'll begin test plots at two industrial sand mines in Chippewa County. They'll take the disturbed soil and add things like manure, crop waste, and even leftovers from sand processing to see what plants and microbes like best. Holly Dolliver is a professor of soil science at UW River Falls. She says it's about learning from nature.
The challenging thing about reclamation is you can't reclaim immediately. It takes time for the land to recover, and we really want to have an opportunity to be able to look at how that recovery process takes place.
The goal is to create best practices for frac sand companies to use when they start reclaiming their mines. The study will last 3 years and cost $232,000, with some of the money coming from frac sand permit fees. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.